So I don't know if you saw these air tags. Here's the, I'm not going to play the commercial for you because of copyright, but here's, I don't know if you saw this commercial that they played. Guy lost his keys, can't find him anywhere. He's in a hurry. Although he's got a bike helmet on. Maybe he needs the keys for his lock. Hears them in the couch and then dives into the couch to find the keys and ends up on a, on an adventure through his cat. Chris Larson says AirTag conversation equals happy browser memories. So apparently Apple put a lot of thought into stalking and privacy. Because these things will work when you're out and about. They basically can hook up to other phones. And you could literally track something, a device or a person. And so when they rolled these out, they wanted to make sure that stalking was not an option. And so they came up with a lot of security measures. And so I'll just give you an idea what these AirTags do for security reasons. So if an AirTag you don't own moves with you, and the owner is not also moving with you, an alert pops up on your iPhone, even if you don't own that AirTag. And it'll say, hey, you've got an AirTag on you. Is that yours? And you're like, wait, what? Where's that AirTag? The alert appears when you arrive home or at a frequently visited location. So it could be tracking you that whole time until you get home, and then it will notify you. That's only if you own an iPhone. If you don't own an iPhone, then you get an audible alarm that will eventually be triggered. And I think it's about 3 days. If you find an unknown AirTag on you, you can scan it with either an iPhone or Android phone, and it will take you to an Apple webpage which explains how to remove the battery to disable it. And then finally, every AirTag has a serial number, so law enforcement can obtain owner details from Apple by presenting a court order. So yes, an AirTag can be used against you in a court of law, as long as there is a warrant. What do you think about those? I mean, I think they put a lot of thought into that. It doesn't sound like you're going to be as easy to find out if you have, if you're being tracked, if you have an Android device. But let's be honest, why would you have an Android device? I just have to twist sometimes. No, really, why would you? So this is the Washington Post, Jeffrey Fowler. He carried out his own test because these things are out now. And let's do this. Okay. So he carried out his own tests and allowed a colleague to plant an AirTag on him to find out if these could be used for stalking or not. Here's what they found. Brandon saying he loved his Note 20 Ultra. Oh, you're just saying that because you didn't have an iPhone. Do you remember, I don't know if it still exists, but back when we were doing the show, The Browsers, I mean, if you got into a debate about, you know, maybe that's where the divide in this country started between Android and iPhone. Because, man, I would say one positive thing about an iPhone and people would just go crazy. Okay, so this is Jeffrey Fowler, again, Washington Post. He says AirTags are a new means of inexpensive, effective stalking. I know because I tested AirTags by letting a Washington Post colleague pretend to stalk me. And Apple's efforts to stop the misuse of its trackers just aren't sufficient. Chris says if people want to track other people, there are plenty of products made to do just that. It's true. But Apple is trying to lead out with privacy. So they are doing everything in their power to try and be that beacon of privacy for everybody else. So this goes on in the Washington Post. To put Apple's personal security protections to the test, my colleague paired an AirTag with his iPhone, slipped his AirTag in my backpack with my permission, and then tracked me for a week from across San Francisco Bay. B. Kelly says, another crapple product. Don't be jealous, B. Kelly. Don't be jealous. Kevin says, most phones have a GPS that track you most of the time anyway. Not much different. So, Kevin, the difference is that if you have an iPhone and I have an iPhone and I want to track you on your iPhone, I have no way to do that. The police could do it with a warrant, potentially. But this gives the question is, does this give an individual the ability? So if I'm an abusive husband or I'm trying to abduct my children that I've lost custody for, or I'm stalking somebody, could I sneak up and put an AirTag into their backpack? Or can I tape it to the bottom of their car? And can I use that device to track them? So yeah, we are all carrying around tracking devices. And there are ways to turn off that location tracking if you so desire. But I got to tell you, I love the Find My feature. If my wife is running late, I can pop in and I can see where she's at. If a member of my family, we can all check in on each other and know where we're at. I love it. I think it's cool. But that is granted by permission, unless you have some lawful means to get through there. Okay, so back to the story. After placing an AirTag in my bag, my colleague was able to find out my whereabouts with remarkable precision. Once he associated the AirTag with his iPhone, the tag's location showed up in an iPhone app called Find My, included free with iPhones. It started as a way to find lost Apple products. We know that. He says, when I was riding a bike around San Francisco, the AirTag updated my location once every few minutes with a range of about half a block. When I was more stationary at home, my colleague's app reported my exact address. And this went on for days. So I don't know if this upsets you. It's certainly going to upset Apple because they felt like they came up with enough controls so that they don't want their device to be used to track people who don't want to be tracked. But obviously there's some issues here. Hang on. So I'm curious, do you have AirTags yet? Have you ordered your AirTags? Will you be using them to stalk people? They're not the cheapest things in the world, but I think that they're inexpensive enough to where people will use them. What I don't know, and you can tell me, those of you who have the similar products like Tile, is Tile that good, or is Tile just for around the house? Will it communicate with other phones and other devices? Can you actually track somebody's location with Tile? I've never used Tile. How do I put this and not sound mean? I don't lose things. I don't lose my keys, and I don't lose my phone. And I don't lose a remote. I just don't. Of course, knock on wood, it's going to happen now. But I just don't. I have a place for them. It's right here. So here's my keys. And it's right here. And when I walk in the door, they get set right there. And when I leave, they go with me. And when I come back, they get set right there. When I'm at an office where I work on occasion, they come out of my pocket and they go on one particular corner of the desk. Maybe I'm a little bit OCD about keys and phones, but I've never lost a phone and I can't remember the last time that I lost my keys. Chris says, Tile will communicate with other Tiles. Heather says, yeah, I found my keys and purse at stores. It gives me the address. So that's if you have a Tile. That's cool. So once again, Apple rolling out a product that already exists. acting like they invented it for the first time and charging you more for it. Sound familiar? Chris says, I have AirTags not for stalking, but because I'm great at losing things. Unlike Jay, apparently. Look, it's not that I'm better than you, Chris. We all come with our own special skills and things. For example, I have a built-in compass. I don't get lost. I know where I'm at all times, and I have this innate sense of where I'm at. Like, we'll be at a mall somewhere, and my wife says, I have to go to the bathroom. And I'll be like, well, if I built this mall, I would have put the bathrooms right here, so let's go. And we'll walk right to them, even if I've never been in the mall before. I just have this presence that is this direction kind of thing. And I've learned to do things. The other thing I don't do is I don't drop my phone. I've never broken a phone. Never, ever, ever have I broken a phone. But I don't think that makes me better than you. What makes me better than anybody is that I have an iPhone, not an Android. Sorry, I just can't stop tonight. I guess maybe we need to laugh after watching that video of people behaving so poorly. To be fair, between iPhone and Android, it's just a preference. You like one better. I've had Androids. I've had iPhones. I prefer the iPhone. I don't need to tinker. I don't need a million settings. I use my phone to make calls, send text messages. I don't use it as a camera. And I use it for show prep. And I use one app to go through my news feeds. And so I don't need this complicated device. I like the build quality. I love the resale value. And I love the Apple universe that it creates. So in front of me, I've got 1, 2, 3. I've got 4 Apple devices that are bringing you this show. I love that they talk to each other. I love that they hand off to each other. And I know you can get that in other devices, but I'm just in that Apple world. So I'm just teasing you about Android and Apple just because it used to get people so riled up. I don't know if it does anymore. So if I've offended you, I apologize. Jenny says, no, I don't think I need them. We have an app to track our family members, and I think that is good enough. Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. I especially loved it when our kids were a little bit younger and you could use Find My and know if they're on the way home or know if they told you that they're, you know, gone are the days when they're like, I'm sleeping over at Stacy's house, and you're, you know, you get out your app and you're like, that ain't Stacy's house. Definite tools to help thwart the evil plans of your children. At any rate, it appears that AirTags are not the stalker-free devices that they are purported to be. But as was pointed out by Chris, there's a lot of other things out there that could be used to track you. This just makes it a lot easier. Let's see. B. Kelly says, we know what all these techs already do with our data and some of the fallouts. This to me further encroaches personal privacy and people willingly go along, sadly, not sure if there's a solution. Yeah, it's one of those things where, as you point out, B, we give it away willingly. Most people are now aware that their devices track them to a level of knowing just about everything about you, and they just don't do anything about it. They don't realize and understand how that information can be used to influence you. And we learned a lot about that over the 2016 election with Cambridge Analytica, and understanding that when people know what buttons to push with you, they can control you. And we give up that control willingly. We don't think that information controls us, but when you as Facebook or somebody who purchases ads on Facebook, when you can literally craft an ad that you know based upon the information you received will cause somebody to act or to do something because you know that much about them, that becomes scary. And it makes us all ripe for manipulation. And I don't know what the answer is about that, but I really don't. The new iPhones have the ability to turn off those features. Just one button on the iPhone, you can turn it off. I don't know if Android has offered that or not. But now, Facebook is out saying, if you turn that off, we may have to charge you for our services. Basically admitting that they are making money by selling your data. So I don't know. That battle is still to be fought, for sure. Any other comments about AirTags? I just found that to be interesting. Somebody actually putting them to the real world test. I do have one more thing on the list. Should we do it? We've been going for an hour and a half now. This weekend, I want you to look to the skies. That's right. All week, I want you to walk around like this, looking up. Because this Chinese rocket is coming down. It's 100 feet tall, 22 metric tons. It's the Long March 5B rocket. And China just left the thing in the lower Earth atmosphere. And we know that it is going to be re-entering the atmosphere sometime tomorrow. The Space Command is aware and they're tracking it, but they won't know where it's going to hit, if it's going to hit, if any parts of it are going to hit, until it has re-entered the atmosphere and has spent some time on its way. So much of this could burn up in the atmosphere. I went online and I was just searching for a video like the one you're seeing, kind of the B-roll that you're seeing there. And in fact, maybe I'll do this quick because I was not pleased. Bear with me for a second. There were five or six stories about Chinese rockets in the past raining down debris on parts of China and other places. Now, normally what happens is these rockets will come off. They will come off of the rocket before it leaves the atmosphere and they'll just fall into the ocean. These ones, no. I'm trying to see those stories that I found. I was like, wait a minute, this is not the first time that it happened. And there was one scientist that I saw that said, hey, this is out of your control. He said, don't worry about it, that most of the Earth is covered in water, and so it's most likely going to touch down and land in water if any debris gets through. And it could be small debris by the time it burns up in the atmosphere. But if not, you can't control it, so why worry about it? All right. Okay. So I just want you to spend all this weekend looking up. Looking to the skies. That's all I want from you. B. Kelly says, between COVID and this rocket, China really needs to be held accountable. Yeah. Especially, I mean, it could cause some harm. It could kill some people. It really could. And there's literally nothing that can be done about it. Absolutely nothing. So on that comforting thought, I want to remind you, if you are not a patron of this podcast, please become one so that we can continue to have these conversations where we agree and disagree with each other respectfully, where I make fun of you for having an Android device, you know, whatever it takes. Take a picture of that flow code that you see on the screen. Become a one-time donor or a monthly donor. Many of you listening tonight are patrons of this podcast. You're the reason I'm able to do this. I thank you. You also have, if you are a patron, you probably received an email from me over this last week because people like Chris have been asking for a place where patrons can get together. And we're going to be doing a patron-only podcast once a month. This will be your opportunity to talk about the things we do on the show. I'll share with you some of the projects that we're working on. you can be part of the steering committee, if you will, for what we do. So you will get those benefits if you become a one-time patron or a monthly patron. So please do that, or just go to the website, jmcfarland.com. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the great conversation. I hope you have a wonderful night. If you had to tune out for any of this broadcast, remember, it's available tomorrow on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere where you find we're broadcasting live, it will be there for you. Please like it, share it, subscribe. And with that, thanks again. I'll let you go. Have a wonderful night.